Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 138. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei Friday Blitz coming at ya.
How much money is enough? What is your number? Yes, I know it's a subjective question. How much money is enough? But it's definitely an exercise that everybody should go through and know roughly. It doesn't have to be exact, and certainly your number can change. The money, the figure that you think is enough may not be in the future, and you can change it. Some people that go through the exercise of figuring out how much money is enough for them realize that less is actually enough. So a smaller figure than they thought is actually enough, and other people, a larger figure than they thought is enough. So you need to calculate what your average annual expenses are to figure out how much is enough to live. Then you also need to figure out what it is, what the large ticket items are that you wish to purchase or experience, so travel, etc., our experience, how much you need to be able to achieve everything on your bucket list, basically. So you need to know your living expenses and you need to know your bucket list. And you need to add up all of these things to get to figure out how much money is enough. Now, how much you want to keep, if you plan on not working ever again, then you need to calculate how long do you think you could potentially live for and put an annual figure on that. So for example, let's go hypothetical. I wasn't going to really get into the numbers, but let's go hypothetical. You're of an age where you think you might have 30 years left. You want to have 50,000 euro annual expense money, 50,000 a year. So let me say that's 1.5 million you would need for those 30 years that you plan on living off 50,000 euro a year. But that doesn't include any of the high ticket items that you want to have. So you want to buy a large boat, you want to buy a brand new car, I don't know, sports car, I won't put a name of the car, whatever. So you added up all this stuff and it works out that your number is 2 million. Well, you need then to get cracking and figure out how can you make that kind of money to have it sitting there, especially if you're never going to work again, or a lower number and you are going to work, or your plans aren't 50,000 a year, there are 30,000 a year you can get by as long as you are debt free, you don't need as much money as that. Or you're completely the opposite and you want to be living a higher standard of life when you retire than you currently are now, and that number is 100,000 a year. Or you've got, instead of 30 years, you know, you've only got 20 years. Whatever that number is, you need to play with your numbers. You really need to sit down and think what it is you need to sustain your lifestyle, or to increase your lifestyle, or what kind of lifestyle would you like to afford, or what kind of lifestyle is enough for you. Enough being a really optimum word. Do you want more than enough, or is enough enough for you? That's a hard question. For some people, you know, heavy stockpiling of money is a very negative thing and they don't wish to do it. So what do I even mean by that? Well, I basically mean not everybody. This might sound wild, but not everybody wants to be a billionaire. Not everybody feels the need to have that much money to the point where their own personal wealth is greater than that of a developing economy, where they specifically feel that their hoarding of that much money or that much wealth is keeping it from other people's pockets. Now, for some people, that number is a hell of a lot higher than other people's numbers. So it's absolutely, I'm not trying to give you your morality. I'm not trying to tell you or steer you in any which direction. I'm literally just trying to put it into your head and put those questions in your head to be able to figure out the answer to your own question of how much money is enough for you. What is that number? For some people, as I said, it's very little. For some people, it's medium. For some people, it's large. And for some people, it's completely off the charts. I'm not judging here, there, or any which direction. It should be a fun exercise. Figure out how much money you need annually. Figure out the big ticket things that you wish. So figure out the cost of your bucket list. Add it all up. Figure out if you're going to continue working or not. Figure out what you'd need to have saved or invested or put aside, or what your investments would need to be passively. And I use the word passively in air quotes, because it's podcast. You can't see me doing the air quotes, inverted commas with my fingers. So, but I use the word passively, you know, obviously passive isn't really passive. I've done podcasts on that before, but you know what I mean? How much money you need to be generated through your assets for you to be able to sustain your lifestyle or increase your lifestyle or never have to work again. All of these things should be for you. If you don't know what path you're on, you don't know what your destination is, and it's completely up in the air and you haven't figured out these things and you haven't even thought about these things yet, then how do you know you're on the right path? And how do you know you'll ever get to your destination? How do you know, if you don't know what your destination is, how do you know you're going to get there? It should be a fun exercise. You should be allowed to dream big on paper. If you can't dream big on paper and figure out what it is you really legitimately in your heart and your mind and your soul want, if you can't do that, then, you know, it's you're going to have, well, I mean, you could just float with the wind and wake up every day and see what happens. But for anybody that wants more out of life, or anyone that wants to be very, very successful, that's probably not the best option, to just see what happens, because I really think that limits your odds. The amount of people that are successful that I have heard say, you know, they left their success to the wind and they just became successful organically, the amount of those people that I know is zero. Anyone that I know that has reached a lot of wealth and, you know, very rich, filthy rich, like the podcast we did on Wednesday, were definitely very focused and very driven people. So figure out, have fun with the exercise, how much money is enough for you and your family. Let me know what you come up with while you're doing this exercise. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.